And good morning, 9:27. I'm Jeff, and this is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you this morning?
Very well. Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to have a chance to come in and say a little bit about what's going on in Randolph County government around the area and the local area, and I always appreciate that opportunity. It's Monday, Juneteenth. It's a new holiday that we were fortunate to have. Began, I think, about 3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And so most government offices are closed today, as is the courthouse, banks, post office. And so that changes things a little bit, but it's still a very nice day. And weather's clearing out there, and we're going to have a good day.
So, all right, well, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here.
Okay.
And we will come back and talk with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak this morning. We'll be back right after this. And good morning again. It is 9:33, again talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, talking about some of the things going on in the county. We said it's summertime, so that's when a lot of your work's going to be done, especially on roads. County Road 18 is one of those that are...
Yes. Good morning. Yes, and that is correct. County Road 18 is one that is coming up. If you recall in past programs, I've talked about it here for probably the last three or four times I've been here. And of course, if you've been out that away now, you've seen the signs go up which says road construction, and it gives the times, the listings when they're going to have the road closed down and those types of information on it. We had quite a discussion and some information about it at our last board meeting a week ago, Friday, and a discussion of the timing. We had originally hoped to have it all completed before the grand. Now there's some concern that that might not be possible. They have begun by putting culverts. There's some culverts that need to be replaced under the road and or changed at the shoulder level, etc. And they, of course, obviously you want to do that first before you do any, you know, do any blacktopping on it. So they're in the process of working on those now. And once they put those in, they want a certain amount of time for the ground to settle, etc. You'll put them in, you'll backfill them with rock, and you want a few weeks for everything to settle down. So there's no settling after you put the new road surface on. And so that actually makes the surfacing, resurfacing of the road, or the first thing they would do, of course, they'll do the milling, where they grind off some of the top surfaces before they actually lay the blacktop. And there's some concern that that'll hit right at the grand. So the decision is it's still a little bit up in the air as to what we'll do with it as it progresses along. We'll see how the actual final replacements of the culverts and those under the road items they need to take care of first before they resurface, how that goes. But they will do that process, and they'll get back with us on the final scheduling. But they'd rather not start the milling process where you grind it up and it's rough, mm-hmm. or start the actual resurfacing process during the grand, because there's quite a bit of traffic on it, and that'll just make things more confusing.
Right.
So if they can't complete it before, we'll start right after and complete it at that point. But once they start the milling process and the resurfacing, that goes fairly quickly. They can lay usually about 4 to 5 miles of single lane asphalt a day. You put that down very quickly, and so it won't take a tremendous amount of time. And then after that will become the striping and the finish process. So we're still waiting to see if we'll actually begin before the grand or right after the grand. But right now we're going to be in the process of fixing any culverts that need to be changed out, getting the ground settled back in around it, any other shoulder work that needs to be taken care of in advance of the resurfacing. It had gotten delayed about 3 to 4 weeks from when we had hoped, and which is typical in construction. It often gets delayed. I mean, that's kind of the name of the game in construction is delays, but it will move forward, and it's on its way, and of course it'll be completed well before fall, and we're happy to see that happen, because that's something that needs to take place here. That road is definitely ready for resurfacing project.
Right. And as you mentioned, quite a bit of traffic, especially during events out at the shooting mm-hmm. complex. So.
And I'll just mention this briefly, that I had a comment from an email from an individual that how we spend our motor fuel tax fund. And it is a bit of a complicated process. Randolph County is directly responsible for the county highways and some of the road district roads, but many of the road district roads are the responsibility of those specific road districts, whichever one is in that particular. There's three major road districts, and then there's a fourth smaller one that's on the island. But they're located down at Bremen and then over at Chester, and then, of course, right here in Sparta, just south down on the Shoeline Road. And depending on which road district you're in, they're actually responsible for many of the rock roads and those types of things. But roads are financed not through general taxes as a normal rule, although there is a certain amount of tax you see on the real estate tax bill that references roads. Mm-hmm. But the majority of the road money that's used for repairs comes from motor fuel tax funds, which are dispersed from the state of Illinois based on lane miles and population within your area. And road use money is only used on roads.
Right.
And that was a comment that I'd heard from a couple of individuals as to how it was. So I just kind of thought I would mention that as well.
That's a fund that can't be diverted to pay for anything
else. No, it has to be used. Motor fuel tax has to be used on roads. And the use of it has to also be approved by the state of Illinois, IDOT. So they have guidelines, but if you're going into major projects, then you have to have approval. And you get additional funding sources for it as well. That's one of the things that held up County Road 18 for a period of time, is we were waiting for the state to actually get it scheduled and say, okay, we have the necessary funds here. Now we will do this project.
Right.
So that's how it works.
Okay. So, I guess the term you hear a lot of times is red tape. There's red tape you have to go through.
There is always administrative procedures you have to go through in order to complete a project. That is normal. That always occurs. That is always part of the process.
Right. I guess switch gears a little bit here.
Sure.
How about the care center? How things
are with that? Actually, care center is moving along. We also had some discussions about that at the last board meeting. As we're moving forward with it, we're in the process of working with an HVAC company. It is Trane, and in design, they're working on a design build, and they put together some design concepts for us. One of them is each room is going to have its own basically heating cooling system. It's going to be based off a geothermal concept. And we may also look at, and actually we are looking at the possibility of some solar panels back to the southeast side of it, tucked back in there as a possibility as well. These, by using the geothermal and the potential solar for the geothermal heat pump concept, that provides us with a substantial amount of tax credits and other savings grants that are available, which make the project, well, not only is it a quality project with low energy usage, it also makes it quite a bit more affordable. We are in the process of looking at signing a letter, which will actually probably be adopted at the board meeting coming up this Friday, where we will sign commitment letter with Trane to develop the final engineering and move forward with it. That does not commit us to doing the project. It simply commits us to paying for the engineering costs if we do not do the project. But we will probably go with their best recommendations, because that's their best recommendations of the architects, the engineers, and all those experts that are involved in the process. And they're committed to this idea. They think it's the best for the funding. And if they're committed to it, I think it's probably a wise decision.
I think a lot of this newer HVAC equipment and stuff, I mean, it's starting to pull a lot of these big units you see on the roofs of buildings off. They're starting to get it to
exactly work. And we'll pull off the large cooling tires that we have at the back, and much of that stuff will go away, and we'll move into a much smaller unit type of system, a more efficient use. There has been a tremendous amount of technical advances on that in the last 25 years or so. All of it related around, or not all of it, but much of it related around electronics, better electronic controls of the equipment, variable speed motors, which use quite a bit less energy, et cetera. So there's been a lot of advancement. If you're looking at a 20-year-old system, you're probably pretty well out of date on what's going on. And in actuality down there, our current systems there are really 50 years old. So moving forward with this should reduce the energy cost greatly, as well as designing a system that'll work well, last a long period of time, and have lower energy use. So that is the process. And of course, the other architectural designs are taking place in order to prepare for bidding out the other work that'll be there. I just mentioned HVAC because that's one of the largest pieces of the puzzle. The next largest piece will no doubt be plumbing and plumbing related items, because there'll be a substantial replumbing with each suite of two rooms having its own bathroom, etc., which makes for the compliance with current regulations that weren't in effect when the care center was originally built. So that'll be a substantial amount of plumbing. There'll also be a substantial amount of electrical work involved in it as well. So they're putting together designs so you can actually get bids back from these, from the contractors with proposals to be able to do the work.
Right, right. Once all that's in place, then that's when the real nuts and bolts.
Then the bidding process takes place. The approval process has to be approved by Illinois Department of Public Health, who licenses care centers and nursing homes. They have to look at the plans and the approvals and our schedule and procedures and say, yes, okay, we're on board with this now, and you're free to begin work at this particular point, or you're free to make the necessary room changes to begin work in this wing, or that's processed. So that in and of itself takes quite a bit of time as well.
Right.
So it's never just a simple, straightforward process. But if you work at it over a period of time, you work through these items and you get a good quality job.
Yeah. All right. I'll tell you what, we got another break.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and throw that in here real quick, and we will come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak right after this. Welcome back. Again, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and well, we've covered County Highway 18 work, you know, starting, going to be getting underway in earnest here soon, I guess, is that. And then the care center, another project that's out there is the bridge down in Chester.
Yes, that's actually a very important project for our area and our region. It's very economically important. It doesn't actually relate to Randolph County. It's not a Randolph County project. However, it is taking place in our area. The bridge will actually be owned by the Missouri Department of Transportation. It's a Missouri bridge. Illinois will own the approach on the Illinois side, and Missouri will own the rest. But anyway, updates on the project. They have begun work. They had let the contract back in March, and I had spoke about it at that time. And so they have begun work underneath it. If you look on the Missouri side under the bridge, they've cleared out all the trees in that area that's down there around that area kind of known as Harsh Chute. Mm-hmm. If you're familiar with it, it's kind of that little area that comes back in. It has the backwater feed there. That's known as Harsh Chute, and the Harsh Chute Bridge right there. But they've begun the work. They've cleared out the trees, and they're ready to bring in their equipment and start moving the dirt. Probably one of the first parts they're going to need to do is develop a yard where they can stage their equipment, because it'll require a substantial amount of heavy equipment in order to accomplish this. I haven't seen exactly where that's going to be at yet, but that should be about the next step. And once that's in place, they will actually begin leveling up an approach so they can get down to it on the Missouri side. They can drive off the old bridge and down to the ground area there where they can begin the work process. One of the first jobs will be getting that tower that will be built out in the river. It'll be not quite to the center, but it'll be to the center to the Missouri side. So there'll be a little wider span under it than what actually exists now. And that one is actually in the river, and it will have to be put there. It's right. In the construction terms, it's called a wet pier, meaning they'll have to drive, piling around it, dewater it, pump the water out of it to get down to the bedrock, to where they can begin to, where they'll set the foundation blocks, in order to build the pier up on it. And getting out of the water, per se, and getting above the water and up to where they're up and going is probably a substantial part. I mean, right. It is a substantial part of the process. And then on the Illinois side, there'll be another one. It will be it'll probably be in the river, depending on how high the river is, but it's going to be right along that edge, but it'll be a little easier to work with. Then there'll be a third one that is actually on the Missouri side that should be on land, dry land, except when the river's high. Right now it's dry. Dry land there, and building those three towers will be the first major portion of it, and that will probably take at least a year, maybe a year and a half, to get those three built. And once they're in place and ready to go, and then they have the bents at each end of the bridge prepared, then they'll actually begin to bring in the pre-made sections of it and set it up there and lift it up, and that process moves a little faster. But overall and all, it'll be a very nice bridge. It's going to be good quality. I always kind of reference, think of the Sam Mutual Bridge in St. Louis, or the Cape Girardeau Bridge, if you're familiar with that one. It's going to have a similar type of appearance. It'll be a two-lane bridge with 10-foot shoulders on each side, so the entire area across the entire deck will be about 50 feet wide, which is basically twice as wide as the existing one.
Right.
So that'll make it much better for heavy equipment, larger trucks that need to cross it. They're wide loads now, can't get across it. They have to shut it down if they need to bring a piece of farm machinery across it or something like that. That will not be the case on the new one. So when it's in place, it's really going to be a boost to our area. They are still projecting an end date of December 31st of 26, I believe it was. Which is not that far out.
No, it's only
3 years, which seems to be a pretty aggressive schedule. But if they can make that work, that will be great. That will be a good result.
Right, and hopefully, once it's built, that the fate of the first bridge doesn't happen. What was it?
The
tornado
first,
came through, and
the first bridge will make it long enough for that. By the way, the old bridge is slated to be demolished after the new is in place and built. It's not going to be retained. It's simply too old. There's too much maintenance on it to keep it going. And we just hope it's going to last long enough that we can get the new one in place, because it is pretty, it's pretty much need of major maintenance at this point in time.
Right. Yeah. I cross it once a week, and rattles and creaks and stuff, but
it does.
But as long as it stays where it's at, it gets me across.
It should make it just fine. I don't mean to imply that it's not. It has more life left in it, but it's definitely need a replacement, and the new one will be a very good thing.
Right. Got a little over a minute left here.
On a couple of other road projects, there is actually an Illinois Highway project that's going on where they're going to rebuild the bridge over Nine Mile Creek. You may have heard me mention that in the past. That is an area just about halfway between Ellis Grove and Evansville. There's an area in there known as Nine Mile Creek Bridge, and that often floods out when the Mississippi River is high. It's slated for a new bridge. They've actually begun work on it. They're moving dirt, and that's sort of a phase of it, and that will probably take about 2 years to complete. But they'll reroute the roadway, and the new bridge, the roadway will be routed to the northeast of where the existing one is now, and that'll become permanent with the new bridge and build up that whole area through there. And that'll be good to see that happen. That'll remove the issues of flooding.
So, like you mentioned, right now, flooding is not an issue. We could use
flooding is not an issue at this year. I was happy to see a little bit of rain yesterday here in the Sparta area. It's been extremely dry in this part of the country. I know they've been getting wet down to the south, but in this area, it's been dry.
Right. North, if we were getting it to the north, that would be good for us, because it would eventually work its way down here. South, it's just going to head to the Gulf.
Yes.
All right. Well, Questioner Holder, thanks for being with us.
That's quite all right. I appreciate the opportunity to say a few things, and I look forward to being back here in the first part of July.
All right. We will talk to you then. For The People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.